Welcome back to another episode of Happy Being Well with your host, me, Rita. Today, we're going to talk about my favorite topic, meditation. It's kind of like an introduction to meditation, like the history of it. You know, what is meditation? What are the health and benefit? Where are the health benefits to it? You know, why do people do this? How did meditation get started? So I love meditation and I'm super excited to dive deep into this topic. But before we do, here is a message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by HappyBeingWell.com. HappyBeingWell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high fashion, high comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to happybeingwell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
Welcome back, guys. So I practice meditation myself daily. It is a way for me to increase my self-awareness, my concentration, my creativity, my inner peace, and many more benefits. Helps with better sleep. I mean, I can just go on. It helps me also manifest things. There's just so many benefits towards it. So let's go into, you know, how this all got started in our history. So people have used meditation for thousands of years in their quest for inner harmony. All the major religions, including Buddhism, Islam, Hinduism, and Christianity, have it in their teachings to help attain spiritual alignment, enlightenment. Meditation improves concentration, increases self-awareness, and enables us to combat stress by helping us to relax and cope. It even helps us to get along better with others. Many people who meditate improve their physical and mental well-being. And some have been able to conquer depression or addictions to drugs, caffeine, or alcohol. There is no doubt that the mind's ability to analyze, discriminate, plan, and communicate has helped us reach where we are today. Yet it can be a double-edged sword. Although the brain may help us to reason, to think creatively, and to relate to others, if we do not learn to switch it off, it can overwhelm us. It can persecute us with fears about failure. Our appearance or the opinions of others may have of us. Meditation can bring relief from these anxieties by helping us to silence inner chatter, to recognize and dismiss negative thoughts, and to create a feeling of peace and serenity. Clinical studies into the effects of meditation are encouraging. They have shown reductions in migraines, insomnia, irritable bowel syndrome, premenstrual syndrome, anxiety and panic attacks, as well as lower levels of stress hormones, lower blood pressure, and improved circulation. They have also shown that meditation can help control pulse and respiratory rates and increase job satisfaction and work performance. As a result, doctors are now beginning to recognize the therapeutic benefits of meditation, and some are already recommending meditation exercises and relaxation techniques to their patients to help treat stress-related ailments. In today's day and age, meditation is no longer reserved for mystics, yogis, and philosophers. Its value has been recognized by many well-known individuals and groups, including celebrities such as the Beatles, Tina Turner, and Richard Gere, You don't have to be religious or have huge amounts of time to meditate. You can do it no matter how old or busy you are. So if you want to learn how to beat stress, understand more about yourself, or increase your sense of well-being, meditation is for you. You know, what is meditation? Meditation is just more simply than, is much more than simply just relaxing. During relaxation, the mind wanders uncontrollably. Whereas during meditation, the mind stays alert and focused. By using meditation to restrain the wanderings of the mind, we can bring ourselves back to the full awareness and experience things as they really are. Meditation is a time-honored method of controlling the mind, and there are many different ways to do it. In fact, there are literally thousands of different meditation exercises. Many of them have one thing in common. They start with a period of relaxation, then the mind is given one point of focus and concentrates on this and nothing else. Every time the mind tries to stray onto something else, it is gently but firmly brought back to the point of focus. Many people find this difficult to do at first, especially if they've been used to letting their minds wander without restraint. But most people can get over this with a little practice. Even if you can only manage a couple of minutes at a time, you will soon see results of it if you do it regularly. It doesn't need to be hard work. Meditation should be enjoyable, and if you allow yourself, say, at least 5 minutes a day at first, you will soon find that you look forward to these periods and enjoy them as special times for yourself. There are many different ways to meditate. Some call for exercises that focus on a particular object, such as a leaf or a sound. Some use chanting or withdrawal or expansion of the senses in some way. Others involve contemplation on a concept such as love, anger, or growing old. You can also mix different methods and approaches. For example, you may start off by focusing on your breath, then move on to contemplate the nature of friendship. Meditation helps us to restore balance between the left and the right sides of the brain. The left side of the brain deals with thinking, speaking, and writing. When we are awake and in a busy thinking state of mind, the brain emits faster electrical patterns called beta waves. In this state, we are able to rationalize and think about the past and future. The right side of the brain deals with intuition, imagination, and feeling. When we are sensing something, such as listening to music, and we are in a receptive rather than an active state, the brain emits slower electrical patterns called alpha waves. In the alpha state, we are more passive and open to our feelings. The alpha state is most likely to happen when we live in the present rather than in the future or the past. It often happens just before or after sleep, but not during sleep. When we are sleeping, the brain emits other waves called theta and delta. When we are awake, we are usually in beta most of the time and spend only about an hour in the alpha state. Meditation helps to restore the balance by increasing our time spent in alpha. It helps us to recover feeling and to experience the world directly in the present before the sensations become interpreted by the left side of the brain. I hope you guys enjoyed this little introduction to meditation, the origins, why people meditate, how meditation works, and most importantly, the benefits and why everybody really should be taking time out of their day to meditate. So until next time, guys, and remember, this podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com, your online store for yoga leggings, crystals, natural soaps, natural facial masks, and many more self-care products. Enroll in Happy Being Well's email newsletter and receive 10% off on all items, and all items include free shipping within the USA. Until next time, guys, have a happy and enjoyable week, and look forward to you guys. Until next time, bye-bye.